It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our second basketball game of the day, as this time we're live in Franklin. It's a Section 4 Class D girls second round game between Franklin and Marathon. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our game earlier today was over the hill in Unitigo, and the Unitigo girls defeated Oxford to move on to the Section 4 Class C semifinals, and we've just found out that they will get a rematch with Deposit Hancock. That's a rematch of the MAC championship game from a week ago, and so it'll be Unitigo, the 3-seed, and 2-seed Deposit Hancock in the semifinals at SUNY Cortland. So that's a lot of fun. Some other Class D scores to pass along here, folks, as some games were earlier today and some games were later. So we want to pass these along for our Class D listeners. 4-seed Stanford defeated 5-seed Downsville 42-40 in a great game between those Delaware League rivals. So the Stanford girls are on to the semifinals. They'll take on the winner of Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield. And South Courtright girls, the 2-seed, defeated 7-seed Hunter Tannersville 46-29. So they await the winner of this game here, 6 Marathon against 3 Franklin. Set to be a good one. We'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll break it down. I think this is going to be a great game, folks. A lot of upset potential here for Marathon. They're a very good team. But, of course, Franklin, a team we've followed all year, the Tri-Valley League champions, they're going to have something to say about that. So this will be a fun one here tonight. Can't wait to bring it all to you, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull once again on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU, that's Sydney Federal Credit Union. So if you're listening online, we certainly appreciate it. We know there's a lot of Marathon fans that will be tuning into tonight's game. So thank you for listening. We cover a variety of sports here on WCDO throughout the season, throughout the year, I should say, fall, winter, and spring. So anytime you need us, go to WCDOsports.com. You can check out our Twitter feed there as well on the right-hand side of the page. We also record all these games. Click on our game audio archive. You can go back. It's a free download. Listen to any game, anytime, right here on WCDOsports.com. So 3-seed Franklin against 6-seed Marathon. Here's some quick things you need to know. It's number 22 for both sides. Of course, Kayla Campbell, one of the best players in the Tri-Valley League, one of the best players locally, a sophomore, went over 1,000 points this year, the leader of the team. Look on the other side for Marathon. Who's their number 22? It's sophomore, just went over 1,000 points, Brooke Tillotson. And she scored her 1,000th career point in the opening round win against Gilbertsville Mount Upton on the 26th. So congratulations to her. She's a heck of a player. I actually got to see her a couple of times last year and got to see her earlier this year when Marathon came over to take on Delhi. So we know she's a great player, but here's just a few of her stats. She was the IAC North Small School Division MVP this season, of course, reached her 1,000th point. She was a fourth-team All-State player last year. She was a first-team All-State Class D soccer player for for Marathon this year as they won the sectional championship, and she averages 19 a game and leads the team in several categories. Pretty much the same thing as Kayla Campbell, who was an all-state selection in soccer, and if they had an MVP for the Tri-Valley, I'm sure she probably would have been it. She was tremendous, helped Franklin defeat Cherry Valley Springfield in the Tri-Valley League Championship game. So, I mean, these are two players who are going to go head-to-head here tonight, and it's going to be great. And the role players on both teams are very similar as well. So it's going to be exciting to see how this one all plays out. Wanted to be here, and glad it worked out that we could do the Unitego game at 2 and then the Franklin game here at 6. We're going to take a break as we will pause for the national anthem, the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll get you all set. It's 3-seed Franklin girls hosting 6-seed Marathon. The winner will move on to the Section 4 Class D semifinals. They'll get 2-seed South Courtright at SUNY Oneonta, I should say, in the semifinals next week. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Let's give our starting lineups. First for Marathon and head coach Andrew Pierce. They will start with senior number 4, Christy Wally. They have 8th grader number 5, Abby Ensign. They have junior number 10, Madison Clark. Senior number 13, Molly Merrihue. And sophomore number 22, Brooke Tillotson. On the other side for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher, they start with sophomore number 2, Marissa Campbell. Senior number 10, Alyssa Nowitny. Senior number 11, Maddie Ackley. Junior number 20, Paige Dutcher. And Marissa's twin sister, sophomore number 22, Kayla Campbell. So can the Campbell sisters and Franklin hold off this Marathon squad? We will see. And again, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Franklin's in the home white uniforms. The purple and the gold trim says Purple Devils across the front of the uniform. Marathon is in the road black uniforms. The orange and the white trim says Marathon in white lettering across the front of the uniform. As we get you set for tip-off here between the Olympians and the Purple Devils. Great crowd on hand here, folks. Standing room only. There's not a ton of seating here in the Franklin gym. It's only on the one side. Anyone that reached out to me, I said, get there as early as they'll let you in the door because it's a tough seat to get, and I know Franklin's going to have a great crowd, and I figured Marathon would bring one as well. So we are all set to go here. Should be a great game between these two. Yeah, standing room only. great to see the support for both of these teams. Interested to see the game plan for both sides. I know they've scouted each other heavily, so we'll finally see what these coaching staffs have decided to draw up here. So Marathon will be going right to left on your radio dial. Again, they're in the black with the orange and white trim. Franklin will be going left to right on your radio dial in the white with the purple and the gold trim. The Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Fans on their feet, and we're ready to go here in Franklin. Second round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. Winner will go to the semifinals to take on Courtright. And the opening tip goes to Marathon, and Tillotson will have it. Across the midcourt timeline, looks like a little 2-3 zone action here for Franklin. Marathon gets it down low. They'll toss it up here with a shot from Wally. No good. Rebound Kayla Campbell. Campbell back up the floor for the first look for the Purple Devils of the night. They'll work it into the corner. Now for Franklin and Maddie Ackley. Back out for Marissa Campbell. Tried a three ball. It's an air ball out of bounds. And it goes back to Marathon. Looks like they're going to try some full court pressure. A little 2-2-1 press here for Franklin. Marathon will look to get it in. Tillotson is going to have a five count and a turnover. And the Purple Devils will get it back with 7.5 to go in the first quarter, and we're scoreless. We'll try to keep you updated on some out-of-town scores as well. Several other games happening at 6 o'clock tonight. So Franklin will work to get it in. Looks like Tillotson will be guarding Kayla Campbell. Looks like a little box in one. And here is Marissa Campbell. Top of the key now for Maddie Ackley. Back to Campbell. They'll go to Paige Dutcher. And into the corner now for Nowitny. Pull-up jumper for Alyssa Nowitny is good. And Alyssa Nowitny, the opening bucket of the game, gives Franklin a 2-0 lead over Marathon with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Tillotson in the backcourt. Almost stripped of the ball there by Marissa Campbell. But Marathon will work it over. Underneath the basket, a turnaround shot is up and good for the first Marathon bucket of the night by Madison Clark. And we're tied 2-2 with 6:55 to go in the first quarter. To the high post now. They'll go to Paige Dutcher. Franklin with the basketball. Into the hands of Kayla Campbell. Comes off the screen. Finds Marissa Campbell for three and got it. Marissa Campbell from downtown gives Franklin a 5-2 lead with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Tillotson over the midcourt timeline. Almost stolen away. Passes tipped now and Franklin will get a steal. Campbell in the backcourt will come across midcourt and go to the right wing side. Gets off a screen. Doesn't pull the trigger though. Goes into the high post. Shot here from Maddie Ackley is off the mark. Wide to the right. Rebound for Marathon and Christy Wally. And they'll work it up the floor on the far side with Molly Merrihue. And into the hands of Tillotson at the top of the key as Marathon goes right to left. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Franklin 5, Marathon 2. Here's Tillotson. Pump fakes into the purple paint. Tosses it up. Shot's too strong. Rebound for Franklin. We'll have a jump ball. The arrow is going to give it back to the Purple Devils. So an early 5-2 lead for Franklin over Marathon here in the second round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. And Marissa will look to get it across midcourt here for Franklin. Finds Kayla as the Campbell sisters work together for the Purple Devils. Kayla to the left side, now back to Marissa Campbell. Another three for Marissa, in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here. Looks like Marathon's going to fall on it. We'll have a jump ball that will give it back to the Olympians. Good hustle there by Christy Wally. Averages 7.8 points per game and is a beast on the glass as well. So she's going to be a tough one that Franklin will have to watch boxing out here tonight. 5:45 to go first quarter, 5-2. Franklin on top of Marathon. And they'll go to Abby Ensign. Little runner in the paint is way too strong here. Rebound for Franklin. And goes to Kayla Campbell. Campbell to midcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds. We're going to have a foul with 5.5 to go first quarter right in front of our broadcast booth here at midcourt. Going to be the first foul of the game with 5:35 to go here in this first quarter. And the foul will be on Marathon's Molly Merrihue. That'll be her first and the team's first. And this will be the Purple Devils with the basketball into the corner for Nowitny. Back across for Marissa Campbell for three from the top of the key. Again, too much mustard on that one. Ripping down a rebound is Christy Wally off the miss. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 5, Marathon 2. Tillotson across midcourt finds Abby Ensign. Ensign will work it to the top of the key. They'll step back for a long three. It's up and good for Molly Merrihue. She'll tie things up at 5 apiece with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kayla Campbell will loft it over to Marissa. And her pass over to Nowitny is tipped and will stay with Franklin. Lofting passes going over the defense there. Marathon read it well, tipped it out of bounds. 4:50 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 5 apiece. Kayla Campbell with the basketball, right wing side. Chest pass to Paige Dutcher. Dutcher in control now. We'll work it back to Maddie Ackley on the right wing side as Franklin goes left to right. Ackley tries to go back to Kayla Campbell, just gets it before Tillotson can steal it away. Kayla tries to throw it into the paint. It's knocked away. Marathon with the steal. And back up the right wing side they come with Abby inside. Now back to Tillotson. Right wing side in front of the Franklin bench. Chest pass to the left side. Marathon, another three. Rolls around and in for Molly Merrihue. She hits back-to-back three-pointers. And Marathon with their first lead of the game, 8-5, with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Purple Devils with the ball. Here's Kayla Campbell down the left wing side. Scoots through traffic, puts it up and in. And Kayla Campbell has the answer there. She has an early bucket on her resume. Makes it 8-7. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, Tillotson across midcourt. Splits two defenders, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper here for Christy Wally is too strong, but tracks down her own rebound. Stolen away by Kayla Campbell. And then she's pushed out of bounds, so we'll have a foul on Marathon with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Actually, no, they're not going to say there was a foul there, so Marathon will hold on to possession. Thought they had whistled for a foul, but they didn't get it. With 3:50 to go in the first quarter, now the official's going over to the table to talk to the book here. And I think they had put the wrong foul up on the board. Yeah, they had. They had put the wrong number up on the board for that first foul for Molly Merrihue. So they were fixing that, making sure the book had it correct. Marathon will get it in. They'll work it into the paint, up off the glass. What a strong move for Christy Wally. And she's able to hit it to make it 10-7. Marathon on top of Franklin with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Franklin trying to get across the midcourt timeline. They do just in time with Maddie Ackley. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to throw it into the backcourt. Was it tipped? Campbell's going to let it go out of bounds. Smart play there because Marathon had touched it last. And so Franklin will hold on. But they only have 15 on the shot clock here. With 3:30 to go in the first quarter. It's Marathon 10 and Franklin 7. A backdoor pass as Franklin tries to keep it in bounds. They can't do it. Through the hands of Meredith Shivers, out of bounds and back to the Olympians. Pretty even game so far. 3:20 to go first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Olympians will look to get it in. They try a long home run pass up the floor. It's completed to Madison Clark and then back to Tillotson. Tillotson at the top of the key here for Marathon. Tries to go high post. Intercepted, but Tillotson steals it back. What a battle between Campbell and Tillotson. Kayla will get a steal now. Those two have just been going at each other. And now a steal right back by Tillotson. A game of hot potato. Marathon wants to slow things down here. Coach Pierce saying, okay, let's get a good possession. Right side here for the Olympians. They skip it back across, looking for Abby Ensign. It's stripped. Franklin another steal, and the game of hot potato continues. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-7. Marathon on top of Franklin. They'll work it down low for Nowitny on the baseline, and they'll say it's a foul here on Molly Merrihue with 2:45 to go first quarter. No fouls on Franklin so far. That's the second on Marathon as a team. It's going to be the second on Merrihue as well, so she's going to have to come out of the game. Rihanna Hopkins will check in now for the Olympians. Actually, no. They're going to keep Merrihue in, and Madison Clark will go to the bench. And Franklin will get it in. Top of the key for Kayla Campbell. Gets it back. Tillotson's right near his grill. They set a screen. They'll work it off for Marissa Campbell for a long two. It's no good. Meredith Shivers the rebound. Back out to Kayla Campbell. And back over to Marissa on the right side as Franklin goes left to right. 2.5 to go first quarter. Marathon leads Franklin 10-7. Shot for Shivers for Franklin. On the foul line, it's no good. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Olympians. Ball will stay with Franklin. Now Merrihue will go to the bench, and Anna Hoyt will check in for MCS. Purple Devils with the ball on the baseline, looking to work it in. They go inside for Nowitny. Turnaround shot. She's blocked there by Christy Wally. And this will be Franklin going to the foul line here with Alyssa Nowitny with 2:20 to go in the first quarter, and it's 10-7. And stepping to the line here will be Nowitny, looking for some key points here for the Purple Devils. Nowitny's first shot from the line, up and good. Alyssa Nowitny with 3 points, cutting it to 10-8, a very balanced game so far with 2:20 to go first quarter. And Nowitny settling in for her second shot here on this trip to the line. And this one is in and out. And a rebound for Tillotson of Marathon with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-8. Marathon ahead by a deuce. Tillotson goes to Anna Hoyt on the right side. Stripped of the ball, gets it back, goes to Tillotson, top of the key. To the high post for Christy Wally. Tosses it up, won't go. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. Ball tipped, though, out of bounds. Going to go back to Franklin. 2:05 to go in the first. It's 10-8. And Marathon is ahead by 2 over Franklin. Kayla Campbell with 2 points for Franklin. Brooke Tillotson, no points for Marathon. So the two stars on either team, low scoring so far. Here's Kayla Campbell. Thought about a three in the left wing corner, didn't shoot it. Gets it back now, wants to fire it up, and hits. Kayla Campbell with 5 and gives Franklin an 11-10 lead with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Can the Olympians answer once again? Here's Tillotson across midcourt. Coming up on 90 seconds to go in the first frame. Tillotson right side here for Anna Hoyt. Steps in for a long two. The bank off the glass is no good. Rebound for Franklin. And into the hands of Kayla Campbell with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Left side in front of the Marathon bench now for Marissa Campbell. Back to Kayla in the corner for 3. This one way too strong off the back of the rim. And the rebound goes to Tillotson. Tillotson in the backcourt will work it across half court. Killer crossover, gets into the paint, fires one down low. Shot here is blocked by Kayla Campbell, as that was Anna Hoyt trying to let it go, but now we'll have a foul. With 1:03 to go in the first, who will this foul be on? Appears it's going to be on Marathon. Foul going to be on Christy Wally? No, it'll be on Tillotson, her first, team's fourth. So we come up on 1 minute to go, first quarter, Franklin girls leading Marathon 11-10. Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline again to the right wing side for Marissa Campbell. Chest pass into the corner for Nowitny. Give and go back to Marissa on the baseline. She has to float one to the high post for Maddie Ackley. Back out to Marissa Campbell for a 3, and it's good. Campbell steps back and buries it. She's got 6, and it's 14-10. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Marathon has still not gotten the ball, and it's a 5-second call. Marathon just looked confused there. Nobody was running to get the ball to throw it in. Coach Pierce is hot. Just a mental mistake there by the Olympians. 33 seconds to go, first quarter, and a turnover gives it back to Franklin. Punched out of bounds, though, by Marathon. Good defense by Christy Wally as Franklin tried to force it to the interior. 31 seconds to go, first quarter. Franklin 14, Marathon 10. And Maddie Ackley will be doing the inbounding duties here for Franklin. They'll go to Kayla Campbell. Right wing side, back into the corner for Maddie Ackley. Back to Campbell. 25 on the game clock here. They work it down low for Shivers. Back across for a long 3 in for Marissa Campbell. Just like the Tri-Valley League Championship all over again. She's got 3 threes for 9 points, and it's 17-10. Franklin on top with 10 seconds to go first quarter. Here's Tillotson. A long, deep, high arcing 3. The bank is open for Tillotson. She's got 3. Can Franklin get a shot off here? Half-court heave for Kayla Campbell. Oh, it just won't go. An exciting first quarter in the books. Franklin 17, Marathon 13. We'll be back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Marissa Campbell, another 3 as we start the second quarter, and Franklin leads 20-13. Now a steal from the Purple Devils. Kayla Campbell in the backcourt. Ahead for Marissa. Left-handed layup. Oh, it just won't go. Rebound for Marathon. But a steal right back. And Tillotson is just able to hold on to it. Looked like Marissa was going to steal it. But Tillotson is in the backcourt and will bring it over half court. It's 20-13. And now a three ball for Marathon is tipped out of bounds by Marissa Campbell, who's having a fantastic start to this game. She's got 12 points on 4 3-pointers. Exactly the same thing she did in the first half against Cherry Valley Springfield a couple of weeks ago in the Tri-Valley League Championship game up at SUNY Oneonta. Marathon will look to get it in. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Olympians, though. They will inbounds on the far side of the floor right in front of the Franklin bench. Franklin girls ahead by 7, 20-13 over Marathon out of the IAC. Tillotson, one-handed pass into the corner. A spot-up three for the Olympians. Won't go. There for Molly Merrihue. And going to be a foul on Marathon on the rebound with 7:10 to go in the first. Franklin has not been whistled for a foul yet. Marathon had 4 in the first quarter. This will be the first of the second quarter. And the foul on Abby Ensign, her first. Marathon got down a little bit early, came back, took the lead, and then it's been a barrage of threes from the Franklin girls as they lead 20-13. Marissa Campbell back across for New Whitney. On the baseline, feeds a wide open Maddie Ackley, and it's good. Ackley with her first bucket. It's 22-13. With 6:50 to go in the first quarter, timeout taken by Marathon. Early second quarter, Franklin girls lead Marathon 22-13. We'll be back on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a quick shot from Tillotson is no good. A rebound for Franklin. And now back up the floor with Kayla Campbell. Oh, we're going to have a charge here on Kayla Campbell with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. She came off a screen, tried to curl around it. And they're going to say she used that forearm to try to make some extra space. So her first, team's first. First foul on Franklin so far in the game. So the Franklin girls leading Marathon 22-13. Winner of this game will move on to the sectional semifinals against South Courtright next week at SUNY Oneonta. Stanford girls have also booked their tickets to the semifinals, and then it'll be the winner of Cherry Valley Springfield and Worcester. That game's going on right now as well. We'll have some updates for you. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Marathon with the ball. They go to the far side. We're going to have a charge. No, they're going to say that Marathon stepped out of bounds. There was a big collision on the far side. Kayla Campbell was trying to take a charge right in front of her own bench. Could have been a block. Could have been her second foul. That would have been costly for Franklin. But stepping out of bounds was Molly Merrihue of Marathon. So the Purple Devils will get it back. Here's Marissa Campbell. She's got a game-high 12 points on 4 3-pointers so far. Here's Kayla on the left side. Into the paint, tries to go up with the shot, is blocked by Tillotson. Franklin holds onto the ball, though. They go to Shivers. Now back to Kayla on the right side. Looks to get around the screen and does. 5 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Franklin is. Kayla, pump fake, steps in for a long 2 and hits it. A long 2 there for Kayla Campbell. And she has 7 points, making it 24-13 with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Marathon, as many teams do, struggling to find a way to shut down the Campbell sisters. Can Tillotson bring the Olympians back? Tillotson with a chest pass to the left side. A 3 here for Marathon is too strong for Madison Clark. Rebound on the floor, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Marathon. Good battle there between Christy Wally for Marathon and Marissa Campbell of Franklin. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 24-13. Franklin girls on top of Marathon here at FCS tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's Tillotson, chest pass to the right side, looking for Merrihue. Now back across, left side pull-up jumper for Marathon, no good. Shot there for Freyana Hopkins, rebound Franklin. DeWitney windexing the glass. And ahead for Kayla Campbell across midcourt. On the right wing side as Franklin goes left to right. Now to DeWitney in the right side corner, comes off a screen, finds Maddie Ackley, top of the key. Back to Campbell. Gets a screen at the foul line. Now finds Meredith Shivers. Pull-up jumper for Shivers. No good. Ackley a rebound. Saves it, but stepped out of bounds. Good hustle there by Maddie Ackley. Marathon will get the ball back. Now Whitney is going to get subbed out, and Zoe Warren will come in here for the Purple Devils. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 24, Marathon 13. And Marathon trying to find a way to get Brooke Tillotson going. She's got 3 points so far, and that's it. Hit that deep three towards the end of the first quarter. She's doing a lot of good things, but they can't seem to get her to score. Steal now for Franklin. Back down the floor. Kayla Campbell tries to take it to the rim, and Tillotson was right there for the block. What a battle between Tillotson and Campbell. Like mirror images of one another. About the same height, same number, both in 10th grade, both 1,000-point scorers this year. The difference so far has been Marissa Campbell. Went up for a left-handed layup there, gets blocked, and then Campbell is whistled for the foul, trying to rip the ball back after the block. So that'll be her first, team second. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 24, Marathon 13. Marathon will work the ball in. They go to Tillotson in the backcourt. Floating one ahead to the left wing side. They work it inside for Christy Wiley. Her shot no good. Ball loose, out of bounds, going to go back to Franklin. Quite the battle so far on the interior between Marissa Campbell of Franklin and Christy Wiley of Marathon. Here is Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline over the DLI logo here in Franklin. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good quick hands there by Tillotson. It's kind of funny. It's like these two have the same moves, the same tricks, and with them guarding each other, it's been fun to watch. 4:10 to go in this first quarter. Campbell on the left side. We'll now go to Zoe Warren, top of the key, back to Marissa on the left wing side. Marissa Campbell dumps one off here for Kayla. Kayla on the left side, back to Meredith Shivers. 10 on the shot clock for Franklin. They go to Maddie Ackley now. Back to the top of the key here for Kayla Campbell. Comes off the screen, finds Zoe Warren. Pull-up jumper, short. Rebound back to Kayla Campbell. And a fresh shot clock to work with for FCS. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Franklin tries to force it down low, and it's intercepted by Marathon. And Christy Wally will work it back up the floor now to Brooke Tillotson. Tillotson across midcourt. Now a jumper down low. It's off the mark. Out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Franklin. Jumper there from Madison Clark was no good. Clark has had a couple of good looks, but they haven't been able to hit. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 24, Marathon 13. Campbell across midcourt for Franklin. Franklin girls in control by 9 at the moment. Here is Campbell. Comes off a screen, a floater. Too strong. Rebound, ripped down. Campbell goes back out to the right side. Campbell waiting for that screen here. She gets one from Zoe Warren. Tillotson fights through it. Now back out to Shivers. Franklin working it around. 15 on the shot clock. Three-point line extended. They go to Campbell, right wing corner. Here's Kayla into the paint. Stops. Has to go back to Zoe Warren. Back inside for Campbell. Her layup won't go. And a rebound for Marathon. It's still 24-13, so my math was incorrect there. As Franklin holding on to this lead. Ball tipped out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved by Marissa Campbell at the last minute. Boy, what a physical battle. Both teams really getting after it. Campbell down low, forces up a shot. It won't go, but we'll have a foul on the rebound on Meredith Shivers. With 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Oh, no, it's... Who's this foul going to be on here? I can't tell who they're calling this one on. Franklin's going to take a timeout here. While we're in the timeout, we'll figure out who that foul was on. I'm still a little mystified myself. 2:40 to go, first quarter, Franklin 24, Marathon 13. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 2:40 to go in the first quarter. It's Franklin 24, Marathon 13. That foul was on Christy Wally, her second, team second. So Franklin's going to get the ball back. It was just a big melee under the basket there, so my apologies. And it was really unclear who they were calling that on. Marissa Campbell, left side of the floor with the ball. Now goes back to Kayla Campbell. Straightaway three for Kayla. Too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound for Marathon. But ball is loose on the floor now. It's a hot potato, and somehow Franklin will come away with it. Body's flying, and we're going to have a whistle. Hurt player on the floor was Madison Clark. She was slow to get up, so the officials blow the whistle there to make sure that she's okay. She's going to come out of the ball game now, and Rihanna Hopkins will come back in. Cherry Valley Springfield leading Worcester 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. That is in the other Section 4 Class D second-round game that's happening at the moment with a 6 o'clock tip-off. 2:20 to go first quarter. Franklin 24, Marathon 13. Purple Devils with the basketball on the left side. They'll work it for Kayla Campbell, right wing corner. Thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger, and Tillotson was right in her face. Franklin tries to work it to the interior for Maddie Ackley, through her hands and out of bounds. So can Marathon get something going? Can they get some momentum, some mojo here late in the second quarter? If they could go into the locker room with a little bit of a edge, that would certainly help. But a steal by Franklin and then a foul. Just when it looks like Marathon might be able to grab some momentum back, they're unable to do that. And Franklin will go to the line here. A steal by Kayla Campbell. She quickly shoveled it over to her sister Marissa, who was quickly fouled. And so Marissa Campbell with 12 points on 4 3-pointers here in this first half will head to the line. First shot for Marissa is up and good. She has 13. And another shot coming here for Marissa Campbell as Franklin leads 25-13. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second shot for Marissa is off the mark. No good. Rebound here for the Olympians. Boy, bodies everywhere. Anytime anybody is going for a rebound, this has been a physical game. Marathon in the backcourt. Now they get it to Tillotson over the midcourt timeline. Tillotson straight away. No chest pass. Tipped out of bounds. Going to go back to Franklin. With 1:48 to go here in the second quarter. And Marathon is just frustrated. Their offense is not getting a lot of movement. And they have done a good job on clamping down on Tillotson here in the first half. She's trying to get others involved. All the credit to Brooke. It just hasn't worked. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Franklin down low. A shot from the Whitney is blocked there by Christy Wiley. With a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Franklin 25 and Marathon 13. Purple Devils with the ball on the baseline to the right side of the basket. They'll look to get it in. They find a wide open Kayla Campbell, and she scores. Kayla's got 9. Campbell sisters are doing well. 13 for Marissa, 9 for Kayla. Buck 25 to go first quarter. Franklin 27. Marathon 13. Tillotson fires up a three from straightaway. It's good. Looks like she could do that anytime she wants down the floor. She might just have to. It's 27-16. 2 3-pointers for Tillotson to lead the way for the Olympians. With a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Franklin with the ball. Shivers to the right side for Nowitny. Nowitny will go back to Maddie Ackley, top of the key. Now to Marissa Campbell. Into the corner for Kayla. Step back three. Good. A three ball for Kayla Campbell, and she's got 12. And it's 30-16 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second quarter, excuse me. Marathon with the basketball. They beat the press. They find Brooke Tillotson, and she's fouled by Maddie Ackley at midcourt with 47 seconds to go in this second quarter. Just got word that the Delhi girls in Class C, they fall to Union Springs on the road 39-30. So the end of the season for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. So tough break there for Delaware Academy. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Franklin 30 and Marathon 16. Into the corner now for Shivers. Shivers with a steal, I should say. But then they're going to have a foul on Marathon. Foul will be on Rihanna Hopkins. So Shivers got that steal and then was immediately fouled. So 35 seconds to go, second quarter. Franklin leading 30-16. Here's Nowitny on the right side. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Maddie Ackley finding Kayla Campbell On the left wing side as Franklin goes left to right. 20 seconds left. Campbell splits two defenders, puts it up, and is fouled. I'll say it's on the floor, I think. On the floor, but it's not going to matter anyways because I believe it's the fifth foul on Marathon. So will she be shooting? Yes, she will. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Franklin 30, Marathon 16, and the fans here of both sides have not been pleased with the officiating so far. Never seen that at a game before, have you? So 20 seconds to go, second quarter, and Kayla Campbell will step to the line here for Franklin. And this is Kayla at the line. First shot way too strong and no good. So 20 seconds to go, second quarter, Franklin 30. Marathon 16, sophomore guard Kayla Campbell with 12 points. Her sister Marissa has 13 for Franklin to lead the way. Kayla's second shot is good. She has 13. 31-16 for Franklin with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. A Marathon will throw away the inbounds pass out of bounds. Franklin's going to get another look at it. Just a silly little mistake there for the Olympians. Coach Pierce shaking his head, knowing his team is going to need everything to get back in this game after they have fallen into this first half hole. Matty Ackley on the baseline will look to get it in for the Purple Devils. They find Marissa Campbell, right wing corner. 15 on the game clock. They go to Matty Ackley, left wing side. Now down low for a wide open to Whitney. She can't finish. Rebound for Christy Wiley. Wiley in the backcourt. We'll look to get it to midcourt here. Marathon's going to try to get one last shot off. And we're going to have a foul on the sideline coming up with 1 second to go right in front of the Franklin bench. Foul will be on Shivers, her second, team's fourth. So can Marathon get it in and have time to get a shot off? Doing the inbounding duties will be Rihanna Hopkins. That'll be the fifth foul on Franklin, actually. So this should send Hopkins to the line. Looks like the officials are going to check with the book on the far side at the scorer's table. So they're going to have 1 second to get this up. Okay, that was the fourth foul on Franklin, so it will not be shooting for Marathon. Marathon trying to get it in. A shot here at the buzzer is blocked, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, Franklin girls 31, Marathon 16. Second round of sectionals. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up on CDO.
WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. For more details, call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, the Franklin girls on top of visiting Marathon, 31-16. Franklin is the 3 seed. Marathon is the 6 seed. And this is the second round of the Section 4 Class D girls basketball tournament. Winner will get South Courtright in the semifinals next week at SUNY Oneonta. Scoring summary in the first half for Marathon. First for Brooke Tillotson, she has 6 points. Molly Merrihue with 6 points. Both those on three-pointers for Marathon. And then two apiece for Christy Wiley and for Madison Clark. Other side for Franklin, Marissa Campbell, 4 three-pointers and a free throw, giving her 13 points. Kayla Campbell with 13 points as well here at the halftime break. And they are the only two. Alyssa Whitney with 3, Maddie Ackley with 2 for Franklin. So that's our scoring summary here. Again, Franklin leading 31-16 at the break. And, Tillotson has been really active, been getting everybody involved. Shots just aren't falling right now for Marathon. I could totally see that changing in the second half. Tillotson didn't shoot that much. When she did, she made it. So I wonder if the message in the locker room will be for her to shoot a little more if she finds herself open at times. It's been a great battle between Kayla Campbell and Brooke Tillotson. I'm sure there'll be more of it in the second half. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're going to step away. We'll be right back here with more from Franklin. 31-16 at the break, the Purple Devils on top of the Olympians on CDO.
Stayed a member of SFCU for 27 years for one reason, the staff.
SFCU members talk about why SFCU is banking easier.
All the other financial institutions were charging minimums. The only one that was gratis, basically, was the credit union. That's why I joined.
I would tell somebody who wants to open up a business account at SFCU that don't worry, it's not scary. They'll help you through the process step by step.
SFCU's business account makes running my business easier because with the app that's on my phone, I have continuous updates of check deposits, check writings.
Their actual branch hours are longer and more flexible than the banks in the area. Very, very easy to navigate their online facility. It's friends and neighbors.
Join us online and find a branch near you at sfcuonline.org.
SFCU, banking easier.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
WCDO.
It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score here at the intermission, the Franklin girls leading 31-16 over Marathon. We'll see if Marathon can come back here in the second half. Our score from out of town, Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading Worcester 31-18 at the half. If that would hold true, that would have Cherry Valley Springfield taking on Stamford in the semifinals. If this score holds true, it would be Franklin and SK in the semifinals. So that would be the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds all advancing. But I'm sure Worcester and Marathon are going to have something to say about that before we're all said and done. So 31-16 is our score. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter here in Franklin on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Franklin leads 31-16. I'm Nate Lowe as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Franklin will have the basketball going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the white with the purple and gold trim. Marathon is in the black with the white and the orange trim. Here's Kayla Campbell on the right wing side. Tillotson is right in her shorts. And Campbell on the baseline. Dishes one off for Maddie Ackley. Blocked here by Tillotson. And let's see what Marathon has on their first possession of the second half as they go left to right. Marathon with the ball. They go to the baseline here, a pull-up jumper. That's off the mark. Shot there was from Madison Clark, but it was no good. And now back up the floor for Kayla Campbell of Franklin. Early third quarter here tonight at FCS. Marissa Campbell will leave it for Alyssa Nowitny. Nowitny lost control of it. Maddie Ackley's there to scoop it up and keep it alive. Now to Paige Dutcher. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dutcher back up to Marissa Campbell. Finds Maddie Ackley. 5 on the shot clock. Back to Kayla. Inside for Maddie Ackley at the buzzer of the shot clock. No good. Didn't hit the rim, but a rebound for Marathon. Here's Tillotson in the backcourt. Gets around a defender and back through to the right wing side. Tillotson zips one across. A good look there, but they can't finish the left-handed layup there with Madison Clark. Then we'll have a foul. With 6:45 to go in the third quarter, foul's going to be on Franklin. It'll be on Kayla Campbell. That will be her first and the team's first here in the second half. First overall personal foul for Kayla Campbell. Marathon will get it in. Another pull-up jumper here is off the mark, but they get a rebound. Now it's loose. Christy Wiley comes up with it. We'll have a jump ball. The arrow stays with Marathon. Madison Clark has had a couple of good looks here to start the third for Marathon, but again, it won't fall. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Franklin 31. And Marathon 16. Can the Olympians fight their way back into this ball game? It's Franklin the 3 seed, Marathon the 6 seed. Olympians will look to get it in. Clark, another jumper again off the front of the rim. It won't fall here for the Olympians. Out of bounds. It's going to stay, though, with Marathon. Maddie Ackley was desperately trying to save that. Stepped on the line in the process. So Marathon will do the inbounding duties to the left of the basket. They'll find Tillotson left side. She has 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Tillotson in the lane, tosses it up. Shot won't go, but she's fouled. And this might be what she has to do here in the second half. Just put a little bit more on her shoulders, try to get to the rim. And she's got a great-looking three-point shot. Just let it fly. So Tillotson will settle in. And first shot is good for Brooke Tillotson. Again, just went over the 1,000 career point mark in the opening round win over Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Second shot coming here for Tillotson. This one no good. Rebound on the floor and last touch. Well, great hustle here by Tillotson. Franklin was trying to let it roll out of bounds with Nowitny. Tillotson ran all the way over, jumped, threw it off Nowitny's leg, and out of bounds, so Marathon will hold on to it. Great hustle play. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Franklin leading 31-17. Olympians trying to get back into it. They go to the left side now for Abby inside. Back to Tillotson. Paige Dutcher is on her at the moment. Little 2-3 zone action here for Franklin. Left side of the floor. They work it inside for Wally. Turns around. She's stripped. Ball loose on the floor. A foul on Marissa Campbell with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Marathon has been down here for what seems like an eternity, but they haven't been able to find this bucket. Second personal foul on Marissa Campbell. Third team foul, I should say, on Franklin. None on Marathon in the third quarter. That could play a crucial role here, too. Marathon gets it in. Clark, another pull-up jumper. Wide left. Rebound Maddie Ackley of Franklin. Clark just cannot find the bottom of the hole. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Purple Devils protecting a 31-17 lead over the Olympians. Here's Maddie Ackley. On the left side, we'll go to Kayla Campbell. Campbell gets a screen. Tillotson fights through it. She's done a pretty good job of shadowing Kayla here. Marissa Campbell straight away for a long two, in and out. And the rebound for guess who? Tillotson. She's looking to run. Tillotson might try to go coast to coast here. A good step through move. Right-handed layup won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Stripped of the ball by Marissa Campbell and into the hands of Kayla Campbell. Kayla back up the floor trying to go coast to coast. And she's blocked out of there by Christy Wally. Marathon will get it back and the track meet continues. Tillotson will immediately push it back up the floor. Across the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Into the corner left side. Spot up three for the Olympians. It's good for Abby inside. She buries a three, and it's 30-21. With 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Marathon climbing back in. Here's Kayla Campbell into the corner, down low for Nowitny. Shot won't go. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it, and Tillotson comes out of the bottom of the dog pile with it. Marathon starting to make a little run. Olympians across midcourt. Little crossover move. Tillotson steps through. The jumper won't go. Did everything but finish. Rebound loose on the floor, and Maddie Ackley will come away with it. She's fouled. 4:40 to go in the third, and it's Franklin 31, Marathon 20. Franklin's going to go to the bench. Shivers will come back in, as well as Warren. Dutcher to the bench, and Alyssa Nowitny. 4:40 to go in this third quarter. Winner will move on to the sectional semis next week at SUNY Oneonta against South Courtright. Right side of the floor here for Warren. Zoe Warren will now find Shivers at the top of the key. They work it to Kayla Campbell left side. 15 on the shot clock. Back across for Maddie Ackley. Ackley will find Warren. Three-point line extended. Finds Shivers now with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Shivers steps up. Shot won't go. Wally with another rebound. Boy, she's tough on the boards. 4:10 to go in the third. MCS trying to work their way back in. They find Christy Wally. The shot is good. Wally now with 4 points, and it's 31-22. No timeout here from Mike Dutcher, a move he usually likes to go to, I feel like. Marissa Campbell for three right side. That one's way off. Zoe Warren a rebound, keeping it alive for Franklin. And now back into the safe hands of Kayla Campbell. Give and go to Shivers. They'll work it for Warren on the right side. 3:40 to go in the third. Franklin now back to the top of the key. They go to Shivers. It's blocked. And Wally with a rebound. And into the hands of Tillotson. Tillotson across midcourt. Will work one to the left side. Spot up three for Marathon. Bang! They get it there for Abby inside. She's got six. It's 31-25. Timeout, Franklin. We got a ball game, folks. 3:23 to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And Marathon is clawing their way back into this game. They were down 31-16. It's 31-25 now with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Franklin with the basketball. They go to Kayla Campbell, right wing side. Campbell at the right elbow. Works one down low for Maddie Ackley. She lost it. It goes back to Shivers. And now to Campbell. Kayla comes in for a long two. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Marathon. And the Olympians continue. They have shut out Franklin so far in this quarter. And they're making up ground. Tillotson has the ball at the top of the key. Holding on to it here. Gets past Kayla Campbell. Into the corner now for Abby Ensign. Pull-up jumper is too short. Rebound for the Olympians. They keep it alive there with Madison Clark. Long jumper back out here for Rihanna Hopkins. That's off the mark and a rebound for Maddie Ackley. What can Franklin do here late in the third with 2.5 to go? They lead 31-25. Campbell at the top of the key. Comes off to the left side. Lost control of it. Ball loose in the paint. We're going to have a jump ball. Stays with the Purple Devils. Just no rhythm on offense here for Franklin, as we saw in the first half when Campbell and, well, I should say both Campbell sisters, Marissa and Kayla, both had 13 in the first half. Purple Devils with the basketball. They'll get it into Kayla Campbell for a three. Got it. Campbell now with 16. That was a big-time shot there for Franklin. It's 33-25. 2:15 to go in the third. Marathon trying to answer back once again. Brooke Tillotson into the paint. Foul line goes back out to Hopkins. Pull-up jumper, no good. Hit the top of the backboard there. No call from the official. Marathon gets another crack at it here. And now we're going to have a whistle saying that second shot went up and over the backboard. So I don't know if that was a little bit of a makeup call or what. 2 minutes to go in the third. It's Franklin 33, Marathon 25. Kudos to the Olympians for clawing back into this game. Kayla Campbell on the right wing side. Now they'll find a listen to Whitney. Franklin being patient on offense. They go to Marissa Campbell. Marissa now finding Maddie Ackley. Back to Kayla in front of the Franklin bench. 10 on the shot clock. Kayla gets off a screen. Has nowhere to go. Goes to a listen to Whitney. DeWitney into the paint, dumps one off for Shivers, and we're going to have a push and a foul on Marathon as DeWitney was going to the hoop. So a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Franklin leading 33-25. Timeout's going to be taken here by Marathon. Franklin will be doing the inbounding duties when we come back on CDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, a Marathon steal just as Franklin gets it inbounds, and Tillotson will come away with it. With a minute 15 to go in the third. Marathon with the ball as they go left to right. It's been much better luck for them going this towards this hoop in the second half. They go to the interior here for Wally. A turnaround move. They'll say she traveled with 1:06 to go in the third. much to the delight of the Franklin faithful, as you can hear, in this absolutely packed gym here tonight at FCS. Standing room only. A nice crowd. 1 minute to go in the third. Here's Kayla Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Gets a screen. Doesn't use it. Goes back to Shivers at the top of the three-point arc. Now to Kayla in the left-wing corner. 15 on the shot clock. They work it over to New Whitney. Down low for Shivers. She's blocked. Shivers gets it back. Still 10 on the shot clock. Now to New Whitney. Has her pocket picked. And the defense has really been heated up here by the Olympians. Now over the midcourt timeline. 35 seconds to go here, third quarter. Marathon with the basketball. Here's Tillotson. Three-point line extended. No, steps in for a long two and hits it. Tillotson now with nine. And it's 33-27 with 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Campbell across midcourt. Sets up offense in the offensive end of the floor for the Purple Devils with 15 seconds to go in the third. Marissa Campbell, chest pass to the left side as Franklin goes right to left. Now to New Whitney, under 10 seconds to go. They go back across for Marissa. Right wing side, steps back for a long two, no good. Rebound for Marathon. They're not going to have enough time to get off a shot, and that'll do it. Franklin, 33. Marathon, 27. Going to be a heck of a fourth quarter coming up here on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Also one of our sponsors for tonight, Matthew Campbell Insurance. We certainly appreciate their support here on Main Street in Franklin. Please visit them today. 33-27 to score, Franklin. On defense now as Marathon sets up shop. And they're on offensive end of the floor. Here's Tillotson, a high arcing shot. It won't go. Wally muscles her way in for a rebound, but can't get the layup to go. And the rebound for Maddie Ackley. Good hustle there by Maddie. 30 seconds gone, fourth quarter. It's 33-27. Purple Devils across the midcourt timeline. Now they go to New Whitney. Steps in for a two. Can't get it to go. Off the back of the tin. Wally with a rebound. Boy, she's tough inside. Body's just bouncing off of her as she goes for those rebounds. Tillotson across the Franklin Central logo at midcourt. Goes left side now for Abby Ensign. Ensign, just the eighth grader, who's been huge here in the second half with a couple of big buckets. Here's Tillotson. Passes down low, finds Wally, and she is fouled by Marissa Campbell with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. And Franklin leading 33-27. And so this will be Wally to the line. She has 4 points, but it's just all the little things that she has done so far here tonight. The rebounds, the block shots, the defense, and she's just, you can't move her around in the paint. She's tough. Wally to the line. First shot is good for her. She gets it to go. Makes it 33-28. Again, 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Second round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. Three-seed Franklin, six-seed Marathon. Wally goes two for two. No. And they're going to say that it is a violation. And so that one won't count. It's 33-28. Wally's pretty upset with herself on that violation. But nothing you can do about that, unfortunately, if you're an Olympians fan. 33-28 with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Kayla Campbell. Sets up for two. Died on the back of the rim and won't fall. Tillotson gets the rebound. And Hopkins was there to help as well. Kind of a tag team rebound. Tillotson to the right side. Finds Hopkins. Now back to Tillotson, averaging 19 a game. She's got 9 right now for the Olympians. left side. They'll go back inside to Wally. They're trying to pound it to the interior. Shot is no good. And we'll have a foul underneath against Marathon. Ball goes back to Franklin. Going to be on Wally. Each team with one team foul so far. Third personal on Wally. With 6.5 to go in the fourth, it's 33-28. Franklin on top of Marathon. We'll take a timeout on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Fourth quarter, 6.5 to go. Franklin 33, Marathon 28. In this girls' Class D showdown, second round of sectionals. The Tri-Valley League versus the IAC. Franklin with the basketball going right to left. They have Marissa Campbell, three-point line extended, top of the key. They work one down low, left low block here for Maddie Ackley. Back out to New Whitney, had to chase it back near midcourt. 10 on the shot clock for Franklin. Can they get something going? New Whitney to the high post for Shivers. Back to New Whitney, long two, hit the front of the rim, won't go. Wally gobbles up the rebound. And a bounce pass outlet here for Tillotson. Tillotson at the top of the key, chest pass far side, now for Abby inside. To Tillotson, working one across to Hopkins. They skip across the top of the defense, back to inside, left side, now for Tillotson. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Inside again in the corner for three. She got it. The eighth grader has 9 points. Abby inside. She's averaging 7 a game. She's got 9 right now. It's a 2-point ball game, 33-31. Kayla Campbell, the jumper for Franklin, left it short. Marissa, a rebound. We'll have a foul underneath on Marathon with 5.5 to go. Franklin 33, Marathon 31. Two-point ball game after Franklin was ahead 31-16 at the break. Purple Devils trying to hang on here on their home floor. Franklin to the left side, has it with New Whitney. New Whitney works one down low for Kayla Campbell. Campbell back out for Shivers, hits it, and she's fouled and will go to the line. Shivers with a huge shot there. And that last foul, the one before this one, was on Wally, so that's her fourth. We want to keep an eye on that. This foul is going to be on Madison Clark, her third, team's third. And Shivers to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Trying to keep a little bit of a cushion here for the Purple Devils. Shivers shot at the line, way too strong. Bounces off the back of the rim. Maddie Ackley a rebound, but she tossed it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Marathon with 5:15 to go. Ackley was falling down and tried to throw it. None of her teammates were there, and out of bounds it goes. 5:15 to go in the fourth. It's Franklin 35, Marathon 31. Olympians trying to edge their way closer. Tillotson, a straightaway three. It's an air ball. Ball loose on the floor. Maddie Ackley will scoop it up. She is double-teamed in the corner, but gets out of there. Finds Kayla Campbell with 5 minutes to go. Franklin leading 35-31. And Franklin now will set up shop. Here's Marissa Campbell for a three. Got it. Campbell with 16 from downtown. Hits it. Timeout, Marathon. Franklin, 38. Marathon, 31. 4:45 to go. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. 4:45 to go in the fourth. It's 38-31. Franklin girls, after a huge three from Marissa Campbell, lead 38-31. She's got 16. Can Marathon climb back out of another hole? They got it down to 33-31, and then Franklin's turned up the heat on offense. Here's Tillotson, left side. Works it into the corner. A 3-4 Marathon won't go. And a rebound from Marissa Campbell, and an outlet pass to Kayla Campbell. Front of the scorers table, right wing side, into their own offensive end. Franklin setting it up. Shivers straight away. The shot won't go. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling for it, but Franklin stepped out of bounds. Maddie Ackley and Alyssa Nowitny were both going for it. They both touched it. They were both out of bounds. So Marathon will get it back. Franklin going to some full court pressure. Marathon will look to get it in, and it's a steal here by Franklin. Went through the hands there of Clark. And Franklin will get it back. Here is Campbell on the right side, and we're going to have a charge. Or will it be? No, it's going to look like maybe an illegal screen. Let's see what the call is here as they go over to the table. With 4:13 to go in the third, Franklin with a golden opportunity there. That foul's going to be on Shivers. Yeah, that's her third. It was an illegal screen. Here's our team foul situation. That's going to be two on Franklin and three, on Marathon. Marathon will throw it away immediately as they bring it up the floor, so Franklin's going to get it back in the meantime. And again, our score is 38-31. Some costly turnovers by both sides here in the second half. Just not great ball management. Marissa Campbell for a three, in and out, hit the rim twice. Ball loose, will have a jump ball, keeps it with Franklin. Both teams were jockeying for position on that rebound. Wally's going to come back in for a Marathon. She's got those four fouls. She's going to have to be careful. Just under 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's been a physical game, folks. I don't envy these officials. You know, the fans behind me on both sides have not been pleased with it. I can understand that. It's a sectional game. Franklin will get it in, an air ball here for Marissa Campbell. But, yeah, this has been a tough game to call, I'm sure, for the Zebra crew. Marathon back up the floor. They'll get it across midcourt, and they'll find it Rihanna Hopkins. Hopkins on the right side, skips it across, finds a wide open on the back door, Madison Clark, and she puts it in. 38-33, with 3.5 to go in the fourth. Campbell across midcourt will find Marissa. Kayla to Marissa, that is. Now back to Kayla on the right side. Stops. Gets across the defense, finds Nowitny, pull-up jumper, short. Alyssa has just not been able to find her shot today. Rebound for Wally, into the hands of Tillotson, and a timeout for Marathon. 3:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin 38, Marathon 33. We'll be back on CDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Second round of the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. Franklin leads Marathon 38-33. It's been a great game and a great second half for the Olympians to get back in this game. Oh, and there's a backcourt violation. Marathon got it in. Tillotson was sprinting to midcourt because she knew her teammate was going to throw it back to her. Boy, I thought she got there. I really did. But it's a backcourt violation. Ball goes back to Franklin. I mean, it was right here in front of me. I probably had the best view on that. I can say that for once. 3:10 to go in the fourth. It's Franklin 38, Marathon 33. I mean, I'm literally sitting at midcourt. If I'm any closer, I can put my foot out and put it on the court. That's how close I am. It's tight in here, folks. It's a tight gym. Here is Nowitny on the right side. Now back to Maddie Ackley. 8 on the shot clock. What's Franklin going to do? They work it to Kayla Campbell. Tosses one up off the glass. It won't go. Wally with another rebound for Marathon. But now it's loose. It's a game of hot potato. The pinball goes over to the far side. We'll have a jump ball. Goes back to Marathon. 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin girls clinging to a 38-33 advantage. Winner will go to the sectional semifinals, and they'll get 2-seed South Courtright next week at SUNY Oneonta on the big floor up at Dewar Arena. And the officials just checking that the arrow was going the right way. Marathon will have it. Team foul situation, Marathon with 3, Franklin with 2. Marathon will look to get it in, and they do to Tillotson at midcourt. Across the timeline, Tillotson's going to try to take it all the way, and she scores. Brooke Tillotson with 11, and it's 38-35 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin across the midcourt timeline. They go to Marissa Campbell, left side. Floats one to the right wing side in front of the Franklin bench for Nowitny. Now back to Marissa Campbell for a three. Got it. Huge three for Marissa Campbell. She's got 20. She's had the answer all night, and it's 41-35. Here's Tillotson into the paint. Lost control of it. A steal by Marissa Campbell. Now to Kayla Campbell. Across midcourt. Ahead now for Maddie Ackley. To Nowitny and back out to Kayla Campbell with 2 minutes to go. Franklin protecting a six-point lead. 41-35, if I do my math right this time. Now to Kayla Campbell for three. Oh, in and out. It was halfway down at pop three. Rebound for the Olympians. With a 1:50 to go. Does Marathon have some magic? Here's Tillotson. Again, into the paint. Little up and under. Off the glass. A little too strong. Gets her own rebound. Puts it in. Tillotson has 13. Trying to put the Olympians on her back. And it's 41-37 with 90 seconds to go. Kayla Campbell on the left side. Now to Marissa Campbell. Far side for Nowitny. Franklin wants to chew a little time here. That's what it looks like. Marissa Campbell, another three. Too strong this time. Skimmed the right side of the rim and went flying out of bounds. Minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 41-37. Still anyone's ball game. Franklin has not relinquished the lead, but they had a big one at halftime. They were up 31-16. Currently, it's 41-37. All the credit in the world to both these teams. They're going to leave it out on the floor. This is the way sectionals should be. Tillotson across midcourt. A three for Marathon from deep. Oh, in and out there for Clark. And the ball loose on the floor. Are we going to have a foul? Yes, we are. We're going to have a foul with 1:07 to go. Marathon wanted a jump ball, and the chorus of boos coming down. Franklin will get it back. The foul is going to be on Hopkins, her second, and the team's fourth. Timeout taken. Franklin leads 41-37, 1:07 to go. Franklin with the timeout. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Franklin girls lead Marathon 41-37 with 1:07 to go. I'm Nate Lull. No matter how this ends up, we'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. A lot of candidates. We give two awards to the winning team and one to the losing team. Normally when we do a game with another team from out of the area, we'll give all the awards to the home team that we normally cover, but we'll give one to Marathon today. I think they've deserved it. I think they've earned it, I should say. 1 minute to go. Here's Kayla Campbell. Gets into the front court. Comes off a screen. 55 seconds left. Franklin leading 41-37. Tillotson out on Kayla Campbell. Will they decide to foul? Coming up on 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Kayla Campbell, left side, goes back across Maddie Ackley. Pull-up jumper, no. Ricochets off and a rebound for Marathon. And here comes Tillotson. 40 seconds left. Works it up the floor for Merrihew, and she traveled. Molly Merrihew shuffled her feet. 36 seconds left. And Franklin will get it back. And now it's going to be a timeout with 36 seconds to go. Franklin 41. And Marathon 37. Marathon's going to... Marathon is having a timeout here at midcourt. I'll keep it right here. Marathon is having a timeout literally on the Franklin logo at midcourt. The officials are saying you can't do that. Marathon head coach Andrew Pierce is saying, I'm going to have it right here. The officials have walked away. I don't think I've ever seen a timeout at midcourt. I think it's kind of cool. 36 seconds left. Marathon has just had it with these officials. I don't like to comment on that, but they've had it, and I think this was just a way to say we're having our time out at midcourt. 36 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and Franklin leads 41-37. The officials came over, and it looked like they were saying, you got to go back to the bench, and head coach Andrew Pierce was like, nope, we're staying right here. Oh, boy. You feel for whoever loses this game. Marathon has scrapped, fought hard to get back into it. You know, Franklin had a good lead. You would hate to see them go down in that way, having a good lead and then falling apart in the second half, but they've held on. So here we go, 36 seconds to go. Franklin gets it in. They go to Kayla Campbell. Campbell escapes, tosses one down low to Shivers, and she's fouled with 31.1 to go. And so this will send Meredith Shivers to the line. Update on that Cherry Valley Springfield Worcester game. 55-38. Cherry Valley Springfield is on top of Worcester with 4 minutes to go. So it looks like the top seed Cherry Valley might be moving on. Here's Shivers to the line. First shot for Shivers. It won't go. Second one coming. Second one coming here for Meredith at the line. And this one is no good. Tillotson with a rebound, and a timeout's taken by Marathon. 29 seconds left, so Shivers comes up empty. Franklin leads 41-37. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin 41, Marathon 37. Marathon's going to have the ball. They're far from dead here. 29 seconds is a lot of time, but they're going to have to get something on this possession. Team foul situation. Marathon has five up on the board. Franklin has two. And so in the girls' game, they can call this timeout. Marathon is elected to advance it. And so they will be doing the inbounding in front of their own bench on the left wing side of the floor. Marathon going left to right. They'll get it in to Wally. Wally, left wing side, trying to get it back to Tillotson, and they do it midcourt. Tillotson goes to Mirahue, and now we're going to have a double dribble, and it's going back to Franklin with 21 seconds to go. An unfortunate mistake there for the Olympians. Marathon's going to come with some full court pressure. Looks like Franklin's going to take a timeout now with 21.9 to go. We'll step away again for 30 seconds. Franklin 41, Marathon 37 on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
21.9 seconds to go. Franklin girls leading Marathon 41-37. High emotions in this game here by the crowd, by the players. It's been a tight one and a great second half. The winner will get up, will get South Courtright in the semifinals at SUNY Oneonta next week. Purple Devils will look to get it in. They go to Kayla Campbell, and she's immediately fouled by Tillotson right at midcourt. So this is going to send Campbell to the line with 20.6 to go. So Kayla with 16 points, Marissa with 20. They've been the 1-2 punch today for Franklin. That's the usual story. And here is Kayla at the line. Marissa has just stepped up big today. And here is the shot for Campbell. Can't get it to go. Second one coming. My mistake, Marissa has 19. Kayla with 16. Kayla's second shot won't go down. Rebound on the floor. Kayla comes up with it. Jump ball. Arrow keeps it with the Purple Devils. And Marathon just can't catch a break right now. So Marissa with 19. And again, Kayla with 16. 18.4 to go. Purple Devils will get it in. They go to Kayla Campbell again. Comes off the screen. Kills off a couple of more seconds. Goes left side. Little crossover here, and she's fouled by Tillotson with 11.6 to go. And to the line comes Kayla Campbell once again. trying to maybe, again, maybe put the icing on the cake. Nothing seems quite impossible in this game, the way things have gone today. And here is Kayla at the line. Her first shot this time is good. She has 17. And the second shot coming here for Kayla. Stepping in, taking her time as the gym gets very, very quiet. Campbell, second shot good. She has 18. 10 seconds left. Marathon to midcourt. Here's Tillotson. Tillotson's going to go in, look for a two here. Turnaround shot for Tillotson, won't go down, and she's fouled. Gets her own rebound with 2.5 to go. And they're going to say that, it was a shooting foul, so Tillotson will go to the line here. But again, only 2.5 to go. Boy, now they're not going to say. They're going to say it's on the baseline here. And Marathon just not pleased here with this. And so we'll have a timeout taken here, I think, with 2.5 to go. The officials are over-talking to Coach Pierce. And we'll have a timeout taken here by Marathon. Again, 2.5 seconds left. Franklin leads 43-37. We'll be right back. 30-second break on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 to go. Welcome back. Marathon will try to get the ball in out of the timeout. They'll get to shoot a three here. This one is off the mark, and that'll do it. 43-37. Franklin hangs on to defeat Marathon and move on in the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll be back with the postgame show. Heck of a game here between the Olympians and the Purple Devils. We'll be back on WCDO to wrap it up.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. Nate Law with you inside Franklin Central School. The Franklin girls win 43-37 over Marathon in the second round of the Section 4 Class D basketball tournament. A heck of a game. Franklin was ahead 31-16 at halftime. A big comeback for Marathon in the second half. They come up just short. They cut it down to two at one point. It was 33-31, but just couldn't quite get over that hump. But a great battle here today. Our scoring summary first for Marathon, 13 points for Brooke Tillotson. She played a heck of a game. She had 13. Abby Ensign had 9. 6 for Molly Merrihue, 5 for Christy Wally, 4 for Madison Clark. That's the scoring for Marathon. For Franklin, 19 points for Marissa Campbell, 18 is what Kayla Campbell ends up with, 3 for Alyssa Whitney, 2 for Maddie Ackley and 2 for Meredith Shivers. So that's our scoring summary. Let's get into our 3 awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Like to go with Marissa Campbell today, 19 points for Franklin. I thought her shooting in the first half was key. And let's see if we can total up her threes here. That's 1, that's 2, that's 3, that's 4 in the first half. And then so she had 6 threes, 2 in the second half, 4 in the first half. So Marissa, good shooting from downtown. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Brooke Tillotson here. 13 points. I thought she did an outstanding job guarding Kayla Campbell today and was just scrappy and was all over the floor. I thought her defense was a big reason Marathon got back in this game. So we'll give Brooke Tillotson our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that to Kayla Campbell today, 18 points for Franklin. She just does what she does. She finds a way to get it done, stepped up here today, and comes up with 18 points. It wasn't easy. She had to earn all 18 of these, but she did a great job. So we will give Kayla Campbell our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So again, it will be the Franklin girls moving on next week to take on South Courtright in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. We don't have a time for that game. We might know on Sunday. We might know on Monday. But it'll be Franklin and SK. Cherry Valley looks like they're going to win that other game over Worcester. We'll get a final on that soon. We'll have it at WCDOsports.com. We'll also have it on my Twitter page, at Nate Lowe. You can follow me there for any variety of scores, stats, photos, you name it. It's there, at Nate Lowe on Twitter. Again, our final score, Franklin girls win 43-37. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios. He did double duty today, one for the Unitigo game, one for Franklin. So we appreciate your time and support, Jim. I'm Nate Lowe. Check out WCDOsports.com. We'll have our schedule of games next week once we figure that all out right there. And we'll bring you some more great high school hoops action on WCDO. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. We'll get to the music now here on CDO.